Hey, Moyne, how are you? I'm just starting up the podcast now and about to share to quite a few people. What are you up to, Moyne? Doing anything fun? Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Henrik, how are you, man? And why is that unfortunately? You're not doing anything fun. You can always do something fun. How are you, Henrik? It's been a while. How's my favorite Dane doing? I'm just setting up a few things for y'all so it'll run a little bit smoother. It has been a while, yeah. I hope you're doing well. Already, there we go. I'm starting to share. Hello, Hades. Look at that. People are just flocking in. That's awesome. Birds of a feather, am I right? There we go. Tweeting out. You're doing great. That's awesome. And I'm doing pretty good myself. I'm a little upset that Halo Infinite isn't going to be finished till 2021 or 2022. But besides that, I'm actually really happy and doing quite well. Just been really busy. And I've been trying to make the most of my time on this planet. Messaged quite a few people just trying to essentially work with them in the future. I have some upcoming events for YouTube and Twitter, I believe. So I'm hoping it works out. There we go. No, so yes and no. Whenever I look on Asynchrony, barely anyone's on there. But I do love hanging out with you guys, and as of late, it's been pretty, like, what's the word for it? I haven't seen anyone or any activity on Asynchrony as of late. I'll be in after just a minute or two, 1 sec. All right, no worries, Tony. Did you feel like coming in by any chance? Henrik, sorry, I'm stretching. Popping shoulders, popping lock. Oh. Uh-oh, did I lose you, Henrik? I hope I didn't lose you. Ah, you're just listening? Yeah, I mean, it's up to you if you want to join. Tony shall be joining me shortly, and we're gonna just be having a little bit of fun. Like, in reality, I'm just trying to relax and have fun and hopefully make people feel comfortable and just be themselves. That's what I'm trying to do, anyways. Trying to live my life. Go. Also, I'm just sharing to a few people because they were asking. Oh, there's Tony. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you?
Perfect. I'm doing good. I'm doing
Okay.
very good.
Okay. Is it warm over where you are?
Yeah, it's pretty warm out. I
It's like
stay in.
54 here, so
Oh, jeez. Yeah, no, it's let me check real quick.
actually,
Yeah,
Henrik,
it's
you have
89.
this. Oh God, yeah, that's way different than what I'm used to. Henrik, you should be in somewhat of the same temperature range as me, I believe. But I'm betting you're a little bit warmer because you're closer to the water than, well, I mean, we're pretty close to the water altogether.
See, in here, I thought he was from hell, so he was burning alive all the time.
He thought he was from hell. Henrik, you're from hell now.
He's a hell beast.
It's all right, so what's on the topic today?
What are we doing?
It is. Oh, so today is just a little bit relaxing, but I wanted to kind of go over some stuff with you. Over like our future plan with strap-on combat. Also, Henrik, you have literally the same temperature as me. I think that's like really interesting because you're on the other side of the planet and it's a different time too, like different time zone and everything. Huh. I don't know.
Well, there's only about like 100 degrees that we really deal with. So
true.
That's a 1 in 100. The odds aren't great, but
they're up
okay.
There.
They're okay. Mm-hmm. They're okay. They're good odds. I would bet a lot of money on that.
How much you want to bet?
At what kind of odds? 1 to 10?
Honestly?
20?
So, thinking about that statistically, most countries are in the frame of reference of, for Fahrenheit, anywhere from 48 to 80-some degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So, your odds of matching someone else's temperature would be, there'd be like a 30% chance of you being correct, I would say. I mean, I've been punched many times, and I used to take up boxing, but someone could technically punch me out in one hit. $20 though, man. $20 is $20.
$20 is $20. I'll split that with you. 10 and 10. Sound good, man. Ready to make a quick buck? Wham!
Oh, actually, have you ever taken up boxing?
Nope. Well, actually, I just lied there. My university, I had the opportunity to practice with the president of the university for one morning session for about an hour. And he was very impressed with all of us. So it was like, have you guys boxed before? And we're all like, nope. And he's like, you picked it up very quickly.
See, boxing is very fluid if you know your own body and if you know your own motions. And one of the weirdest things I've ever seen was when, and keep in mind, and this is going to be story time with friends right now. So Henrik, strap in. You're in strap-on combat right now.
This is story time with friends. That's a whole different genre now, Dan. Are you sure this is story time with friends?
No. This is just going to be like a quick little story time with friends. Like quick little story. Like okay. Something that personally happened. Story time with friends usually happens at the end. I know.
And is made up and like
yeah, and made up
timer and
mm-hmm, exactly. It's only a minute long or sometimes two. But no, this is like. Literally just a story that is true. Strap in or strap on. I mean, whatever floats your boat, man. But there was a kid at NMU who was way, way too skinny. And he was a lot taller than me. He was like maybe 6'4", and he was really thin. And watching him punch gave me cancer. Like I just like we have these sandbags and punching bags and just different sorts of like areas where you can go. Like there's these walls that you can literally punch the wall because it's a soft wall. I don't know what they call it. And one of his friends asked him to go and punch it. And so he goes and instead of like taking up a stance, he just like puts his arm up and like stretches it forward. And I wanted to die. Because it was like, it wasn't good. Like his punching and his technique and his like stance was all horrible. But the thing that killed me was that there was no like weight behind it. There was no strength. There was just like a toothpick going forward with a fist. And I went over and I was like, hey, do you want to like practice? Do you want to know how to box? And he was like, oh no. I'm just trying to do something just because my friends are here. And I was like, well, if you ever want to know how to like box, you can ask me or like anyone around here that actually has boxing gloves on. And that's the other thing that bothered me. He didn't have gloves. He didn't have any padding. And he was just punching a wall.
Yeah. God.
It's so, no, I really like boxing. Like boxing It's very therapeutic for me. And he good just exercise. Oof, yeah. Oh god. Either way, that's all I was going to say about it. Watched an enemy student punch a wall and also a sandbag and did not do very well at it at all. I'm glad you did good though. Mm-hmm. Oh, so right. Do you probably have anything you want to talk about?
Me? Talk about stuff?
Yeah.
Dude, I am just, after yesterday's gaming session, I'm just so pumped about Astroneer. Because I'm like, oh, we're on the edge of greatness. Like, I'm so pumped to go through the next few planets. Like,
Astroneer is just so therapeutic too. Yeah. I love sitting in the world and just admiring it. And even though I was like dropping out every now and again, it was so nice just to like get one of our goals done. And one of those goals was getting to the teleporting stations, which was honestly really nice. But
it was cool.
Yeah. So something I wanted to go over with you was strap-on combat. We are still doing that, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We're not giving up on that. It's just like a...
Yeah, time and effort. Yeah.
Well, and... Not well. It will take time to actually do the activity. What I'm saying is, like, we will get there when we get there.
Mm-hmm. What is your main goal with strap-on combat, if I may ask?
Get it done.
Get it done. Do you want to like become a famous voice actor after that? Just all of a sudden, someone sees you or hears your voice, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, this guy's that guy." Oh, well,
the amount of people in the world that. Is like almost impossible, and it's really about who you know. And so if anything's going to come out of it in that direction, that's going to be because of you, Dan.
Probably.
I really don't have any aspirations for it. I just think it's a really fun project, and like kind of getting it done and making something that I would enjoy watching for, like, you know, the 3 minutes or 4 minutes that we're able to produce.
I love how it's like the main goal. It's a 3 minute video. That's probably going to take us in total 56 hours of creation.
Yeah, it really shouldn't take all that long. It's just, you know, finding time and space to be able to get it done.
True, true. I do like it though. Like it's very relaxing to make something, and it doesn't matter what it is. It's just, I love making things for fun and doing editing and making videos and doing some voice acting. Like that's just fun. Like there's no real need for it. It's just fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, right. Like that's the, when a society begins creating art for art's sake and like having the ability to do so, it's, that's the mark of a, advanced civilization.
That's actually a really, really good statement there. Did you get that from a book?
Nope. It's just kind of one of those, like, truths, right? Like,
It's just the truth in life.
Some animals, like, you might say that they make, like, they've seen crows that, like, will string bottle caps on pine needle, like, bits. Or, like, branches from a pine tree. And, like, you're like, oh, okay, you're actually, like, making something. So they're on that way to, like, enjoying art. And I shouldn't say that art is a hallmark of an advanced civilization because we've seen it throughout many different parts of history and with pre-civilizations, the creation of drawings and things like that. So,
I mean, there's gorillas that paint these days, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, hey, Aaron Smith, hope you're doing well. Another thing that I wanted to like talk to you about was something that is more or less like your YouTube channel is kind of like on a standstill. But do you have plans on like reforming it to be? Because I remember you originally told me that you wanted it to be kind of like you look over games and you're a reviewer or something like that.
Well, I mean, every time a Let's Player really picks up the controller or mouse and keyboard and sits down to play, they're basically reviewing it for other people to watch, right? The other people get to watch a person, enjoy a video game or not enjoy one, right? It's like, it gives another view of that game to know if you either want to play it. But there's many facets to it, right? Like, it's a very interesting genre of, like, media. So, yeah, when I play a game, I'll talk about it, like, the aesthetics and, like, the feel of it. And I remember quite a few, like, indie games, like, when I'm getting towards the end, I'm like, hey, here's kind of my thoughts on it. It's just one of those, like, feedback kind of a thing that's nice to have. And I know as, like, I've created content, right? Like, I've created videos, so having people, like, watch it and tell me about it, that's helpful to give me a trajectory. So, yeah, Congo.
I've never seen Congo. Is that the one with the gorilla that paints, actually? Because I know there's a Disney film. Is that what it is?
No, it's just you repeated exactly what he said. Just in different words.
Oh, okay.
Congo. I can't say that I've actually seen it.
I don't think I've seen it either. I'm going to look it up real quick. Congo.
Yeah, I've got it up in front of me now, too.
Yeah.
That would be...
I have seen this. I actually have seen this. I forgot about it. Tony.
I think... You know, I was trying to think of that. I was looking at that statement going, is that even possible? Like, how many things would I have to censor
to be able to put
that out?
I mean, has anyone done that?
I'm sure it's been done.
Yeah.
Especially on YouTube, like the width and breadth of like content that's out there is insane.
Pornhub review. I know there's what are they called? There's a specific type of agents that look into actors and actresses, and they also look at camera crew, that sort of thing, and that's how they like they look at reviews of like these people. And a couple of people actually I know personally. They do that, like they do porn on the daily, and it's really interesting because their life is so different. And you would think it would be easy. It's not. It's really difficult, I guess. Oof.
Do anything to make a buck in the world, right?
I mean, if you can live in this world, do your best.
Got to find a way. Yeah, I haven't seen many of these.
Timeline's good. Videos. Timeline is good.
I haven't seen that one. I must.
Congo is a 1995 film, I believe, and it's about a gorilla that wears a vocalization thing that allows it to talk. So yeah, it's really weird, and they go into like journey to the center of the earth kind of thing. Hi, everyone who's joining. How are you all?
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome. The Gentleman's Club. Oh, yeah. Jesse did that. Sorry.
Huh. No, I haven't seen that one, though. That would be very interesting to try and produce, but I'm also, like, what kind of a label do I want in the world?
Yeah, how do you want to be known throughout the generations?
Oh, Tim Curry is a Russian? Now that I might want to watch.
Oh. Who's that really famous director? He made Pulp Fiction.
I'd have to Google it. Crap. Maybe somebody in chat knows.
No, someone's definitely gonna know. Henrik's definitely gonna know. Yeah, Quentin Tarantino,
Quentin Tarantino.
See, those two knew. His last movie is coming up. It's his very last movie that he's making.
Yeah, he says that.
Well, yeah. He said in the very beginning that he was only going to have 10 movies. And Quentin, I believe he's not a liar, but you never know. Like, he might make more just for the $100 million or whatever. Hi, Kim. How are you? Thank you all for the help, by the way. You think Tarantino is Bill Murray in makeup? I mean, you might be right. Who knows? But I highly doubt it. Oh, man. So how is everyone's day? How was your day, Tony, actually? I should ask you that.
Let's go around the table and just see, has anyone had any big events going on over the past week? like a weekly recap. Anybody getting married, divorced?
Anybody getting shot? Throwing cookies at the Girl Scouts because you say, I did not order coconutties. I wanted my peanut buddies.
What is that from? Is that from anything or are you just making shit up?
No, I'm just making shit up, man.
Mainly hiding from the coronavirus. Yep, that's fair.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, Dave, more. Okay, all right.
See, I think everyone's just in this, like, chill zone where it's, like, just hiding out from corona, living life.
Just an everyday society. That's, like, yep. The super important part. Once that vaccine gets released, we can have some more confidence again. But it's got to be a good vaccine.
Yeah, it has to be good. It can't be all mixed up. Coconutties, lol, yeah. I hate it's coconut. Okay. I'm so sorry. I really can't have coconut.
Don't like it?
No, it's just like the texture and taste. I hate it.
Weird. Ugh. I really like coconut.
You can have all the coconut you want, man.
Sure. We'll go out for ice cream and I'll put coconut on mine. That way you won't eat my ice cream.
Sweet. Remember that one day you came up and I got you ice cream?
Yep.
A while back, yeah. So I realized something that I don't know why, but you remind me of a guy that would like what's it called? Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
Now I get a deal whenever I go to Marquette. I can literally get, what is it? I think it's like a box of 18 for something because I'm an ex NMU student. I can get a box of 18 pint size. Is it pint? Or is it quart? No, quart. Quart size Ben and Jerry's for, I think it's like $40, around 40.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because I'm an ex-NMU student. And I was like, what? And if I go to like the normal store, I could buy 18 for like $80. Like, they're so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But wow. I miss that about college. And I'm very tempted on just going back just to get Ben and Jerry's.
Dude, ice cream is the bomb. Like,
it is.
I actually should go back out tonight just so I can get myself like a pint or something and enjoy it while playing like some games tonight.
Is a pint small? I thought it was a quart.
Well, yeah, a pint's kind of small, but like I don't need all that much.
I can eat like 3 of those.
Dude, right? Okay, I'll go for the quart then.
All right, there we go.
All right. So what happened to you this past week that was good?
A little bit of everything, honestly. I'm speaking with a new music producer, I guess. Mm-hmm. Really nice dude. He's been helping me out. Oops, I spilled my tea. Hello. Ben and Jerry should hook up with Battles and James. What is Battles and James? Probably I'm not sure what that is.
Bartles and James?
Bartles?
I don't know what that is either.
Bartles and James. I don't know what Bartles and James is. But yeah, no. I've been trying to work out quite a few different things. I've been hopefully working really well with Crymore Gaming. They've been helping me out a lot with future endeavors. Like, I know we're trying to make our comedy video that we're working on. What would you call it? It's not a machinima, and we can't technically call it a machinima because they'll take it down.
I would just call it short.
A short? Okay.
Yeah, we're just working on short.
Yeah, so I've been working on trying to get people together for like literally quick little animations, and they promise to do it for free. And I'm just like, I would love that. And it's just glorious.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm imagining Tony gaming in ice cream stained clothes, shuffling Doritos into his mouth and slamming Mountain Dew.
Okay, notice the verbs that he uses, that shuffling Doritos into his mouth. We're not stuffing, we're not shoving, we are shuffling. I've got like a deck of cards of Doritos, and I'm just kind of like flicking them, and I'm like shuffling them, and then I'm like one at a time, just into the mouth.
Oh, they're wine coolers? That's cool. And yeah, you're just like... This is very delectable, thank you. But here's the thing. You have stained clothes, sir.
Yeah, true.
Stained
true.
Clothes. Mm-hmm.
I'm not that posh, I should say.
Oh, damn. You're Ringo Starr from the Beatles.
Yes, yes.
Yes, I sound like this.
Quarantine gaming for the win.
Right? Oh, yep. My God. Never That's leaves good. House. Gets weird. Podcast.
So over the past week, I had a chance to talk with one of my old people from one of my old units, and he is potentially offering me a job in his next unit that he's taking command of. So I'm really looking forward to that. Right? Oh my God, I'm missing hugs so badly. Like, just like
hugs are great.
Every once in a while, I'll get to shake a hand still, and I'm like, human contact.
You're just like, I'll never wash this ever again.
No, I will wash this immediately, but I'll remember the contact.
Right?
Remember the feeling.
No, hugs are great, man. They're needed. Right?
Oh, mm-hmm. They are. I mean, humans, like, there's so many scientific papers on, like, the stress relief of a hug. So
of human contact, yeah. I remember... I remember doing a paper on that, actually, because one of the weird things about sociology that taught me sociology and psychology is that human contact is actually needed. And it's so weird because if you don't get enough of it or enough, hello, hi, Karis, is it Karis? I'm hoping I'm saying your name right. I'm so sorry if I'm not. Oh, it is Karis. Okay, sweet.
Thank you so much for following Dan.
Yeah, thank
really
you.
That.
I do. I just now see it. Sorry. I think you guys are seeing it before me. Thank you for follow. But no, humans need human contact. They need human like interactions. They need time with others because it actually helps progress us and it helps show us that we are like cared about or that we are some sort of function in societal norms. And it's really cool how our brains work in society. And I'm a nerd for it, really. I really am.
Oxytocin, serotonin, dopamine, and endorphins.
There it is. one of too many. Oh, sorry, you go.
No, I was just going to ask. Now let's go around the table and find out people's like upcoming. Like, what do you have to look forward to in the week? What's exciting?
What's everyone up to?
It's a long weekend for me. I get to look forward to another day off tomorrow.
Guess what? Oh, what? With a big question mark.
Oh, congratulations. That's super
awesome.
Exciting.
Congratulations. 8 hugs a day. So hug everyone. Wow, Henrik.
Oh, definitely. Homeschooling is like super big deal. That's best of luck to you.
Yeah.
That can be difficult, but very productive.
Yeah, and it's actually very helpful for one-on-one contact with a student.
Mm-hmm. Just depends on if the mother's committed enough, which I'm sure you are. You're going to kill it. Go out there and...
You're going to kill it. Yeah, you're gonna do your best.
You're done.
I'm glad this is comedy.
Here's the workload, son. Just shoveling books on you. Keep reading. The faster you read, the faster you can get these books off you.
Oh, I remember there was a Chinese family that sent their kid. Where was this? It was on Just Kidding News, and Just Kidding News actually promotes real accurate news, like it's not fake. And this kid was sent to a privatized military school because he didn't do his homework and he didn't want to do any of it. So they sent him and he came back and he was just like this tough, like angry mofo. But what he did was really weird. He bought his father's business. He then did like a whole lot of work. And he became like one of these most successful people in the world. And his parents are like, yeah, it's all because we sent him to this school. And the son was like, no, I did it out of spite. And I'm not giving my father any more money and or my mother. And then he just like lives his life just like that. It's like, what? But yeah.
So let's make sure that we acknowledge Aaron's comments about his upcoming week. He is starting a side project catering food specifically for essential hospital workers. Now, that's
amazing,
interesting,
man. That's awesome.
So if you're catering food for essential hospital workers, so are you making like little like food care packages, brown bags they can take in, or are you doing like hot meals served out there at the hospital? Like, how's that going to work?
Yeah. And I'm Chris, I understand like your situation. I actually have a few friends with Tourette's and life might be difficult for them, but in all honesty, I'm just glad that you care enough to teach your son or your family members. And it's really and kind of like an inspiration for you to go out and do this for them because some people they just don't care. And I'm really happy that you care. By the way, I'm a big mush bag. Like I'm one of those guys that is just like, I'm bawling on the inside. Don't
He's a
tell
little
anyone.
squishy.
I'm a little squishy boy. But yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
Oh,
That
that's yeah.
food is so important. It really is. Like, it's impressive to me all the time how important like a meal time is together to recharge and refit yourself for the day.
I remember volunteering at the hospital, and one of the things I really hate about Michigan, and I'm in Michigan, is that some people do not care about the elderly, and they will not even get them food. Like they actually have to go out and get it themselves. Oh, there goes Tony. He'll be right back. But oh, you're also in Michigan. That's awesome, man. But I remember I had to deliver food for a little while, but I wasn't like an essential worker. I was just volunteering. It's so nice to see that you're actually caring enough to do things. And in all reality, it's really nice to hear that you're helping out. Like everyone here, I'm betting, is like really good people. For instance, Henrik here, he's a Danish friend of mine who helped me out online with meeting some people and just being courteous and kind. And he's just a 100% awesome dude. And I know that for a fact. Tony here, he's on this podcast with me. He's a friend of mine in like real life and online, and he's such a great person, inspiration. And then there's Karis here, who's taking care of her son, which is amazing. There's Aaron. I don't know who else is here. I see a Kim and then a R. I don't know who R is. Oh, shucks. You'll make me blush. Well, I intend to, sir. I intend to make you blush. And then I shake your hand viciously and I say, I might have the corona. No, I don't. I actually don't. And if any of you do, I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry. What is this headphones you speak of? Back. Hello.
I'm back. Sorry about that. Had to
No,
run for a
you're good. So how was your little excursion, sir?
I wanted a floss pick, and I got one.
Nice.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. Hygiene is important.
Yeah, I ate a quick meal right before I hopped on the phone with you. So
Nice.
I have little candied like pineapple chunks. That was like my little side dish, and
Ooh,
still have
pineapple.
like a fibrous texture to them. So I wanted to make sure it was like out of my teeth.
So, quick thing about coconut. I just don't like the actual fiber string thing of it.
Oh,
Yeah, but I can
coconut
eat
shaving.
things. Yeah, the coconut shavings. But I can eat coconut. I can drink it sometimes. I say sometimes because I've had a bad experience where one was just gross. But it's not that bad. I can have like coconut extract, but I don't want people thinking I just hate coconut because it's coconut. I had spare ribs for dinner. Haven't had in years. I'm probably never having it again, as it's kind of impossible to eat when you have a beard. And that's true. Like that happens to me all the time. Oh, popcorn kernels in between your teeth is so par with that. Yeah, it is. Popcorn kernels. Oof. I've gotten them stuck in my teeth, and I'm just like, get out of there.
The worst is when you like have to wait a couple hours or something, or you like have some popcorn at work for whatever reason, and then you have to wait till you get home to like get access, and you're just like trying to pick your teeth like, and you're not getting it, and you're just it sucks.
I remember. Oh, sorry, you go.
I
I'll
was
let
just gonna
you
say the the spare ribs. I've never been a fan of eating meat off the bone. I don't know why. It just freaks me out.
That's
I never
fair.
Grew up with it. But like, even if I had spare ribs in front of me, I'd probably be cutting the meat off of it so I could eat it like rib bits or something.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I remember when I was younger, and I used to eat this one type of green bean, and it's really long. Like, it's a really...
String beans?
It might be. I just don't remember what it's called anymore. But the little bits of fiber would actually get stuck in between my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would, like, move them back and forth, pretending it was dental floss. And it was so weird. Like, I was that weird kid that was just like, I'm going to do this because this is natural.
It's well, not natural. All little kids are weird.
That's true. Or devils. They're devils.
I don't know if devil would be the correct adjective, but...
they're demons! Oh. Yeah, when it falls right off the bone, that's the best. Mm. Oh, man, you're making me hungry now. Oh. And I'm going to have dinner after this. But quick thing. So we talked about, like, your guys' plans or, like, what's happened in the day. But did we talk about, like, plans for the future? Like, what you guys are going to be up to in the coming week?
I think I tried to, like, put that out there. And then we discussed, who was it? Starting work?
Aaron.
Karis is homeschooling. Oh, Karis. Beginning homeschool tomorrow. And then...
And then Aaron.
Stuff? Yeah.
My spare ribs have been... Sous-vided. And then grilled for the seared surface.
Sous-vide.
I was just like, is this getting French? My accent, sous-vide.
My spare ribs have been sous-vide and then grilled for that seared surface.
Wee wee, mini me.
Wee wee, mini me. Okay.
Sous-vide. It's pronounced
sous-vide.
Sous-vide.
There you go.
I like that though. Like, you just
being absolute dicks to their culture. You realize that, right?
Probably. I mean, oh, man. Last time I went to France, they were dicks to me. I had a gun in my face.
Are you sure that's France though? They're French.
It was Paris, France. Yes.
Well, no, not you. This.
Oh, is this French
cooking technique? There you go.
Oh, so it is. Aha! I know French because I studied it for like 2 years, and I don't even remember it anymore.
No one does.
It's just like, parlez-vous français? And then they're just like, oui, oui. And I'm just like, well, I don't speak it, so bye.
I'm out. Oh. Face.
I'm out.
Forward. March.
It's the best way to cook a steak. I actually agree, because I know which way you're talking. But one thing that I used to do is that I used to, how do I say this? Basically, I would pile up my spices into one blend, and then I would coat the steak in salt, and I would pat it down with the spices, and then I would put it on top of the grill, and the grill would be on low, and it would take a while, but then I would flip it, and after I was done with that, the seasoning would actually soak in, but you would also have to season it one last time, because most of the seasoning usually falls off in the very first, I think it's like 10 minutes. And then after you flipped it and like blah, 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 you take it out, you cut it open, and it just, whew, it's so good. I haven't had a good steak in like months. Oh.
Ain't that the worst?
Mm-hmm. Sous-vide, then high heat. Yes. Oh, wait, actually. So, going a little bit back on topic, Tony, you've been traveling now, and do you like it? Like, do you enjoy like going different locations and like having fun? I don't know if having fun is the right term, but I know you're working. But is it fun?
I would say like I'm at this point in my life where like I have very few strings attached to me. And mm-hmm. So that's what makes it like nice, you could say, is like I have this opportunity to explore. I actually have enough money to support myself. I'm still making money. Travel is fun. just in general, like getting to go and see new places. So, yeah, I would. I'm actually, YouTube has learned that if it shows me one of those like van build videos, I will click it. And it's showing me far too many of them nowadays. And there's which website it is. I'm not promoting anything. I've been browsing a website called GovPlanet, which is a surplus military website that sells like vehicles and things like that and Connex boxes. And two weeks ago, I sat in class and I just drooled over pages and pages of like big old trucks that the military is like, you know, selling off and have been beat up for way too long. And just like, if I bought that for like 5,000, I've got like X number of money to like rebuild an interior in there and ensure the engine works. And oh, if I bought two vehicles, I would have spare parts to be able to repair this thing. But you know, like I'm just going through all these like plans and I'm just like sitting there and I'm just like, I would love to rebuild, like build one of those camper vans and just go park in a parking lot. And then I can walk into work in the morning and I can leave and I can go driving and, or I could go like, you know, park on the beach. Like, that just sounds like so much fun. But
my, I was telling you, very quickly. Oh, you wouldn't get that bored. I don't think you'd travel, but, no, my brother actually built, a SUV and truck into a mobile home. And, he was working on a van with his buddy, and they were supposed to like loan it out to each other. Well, his buddy moved, or no, sorry, my brother moved even farther away, but that was after his buddy moved. So now no one has the van really. It's also still being worked on, and it has carpeting in the back. It has a bed, it has food, all this other stuff. But yeah, also they've been texting, and one of the things when we were talking about you traveling was freedom in a Scottish accent.
Oh, I see that. Oh, I see it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Henrik said in a gravelly voice, Tony is a traveling man, just open road and no set destination.
Yep.
Oops, I spilled my tea, said, I'm just imagining Henrik. This is for you. You sitting at with a guitar on a porch in the West, a hat covering your eyes. Wait, what did you send, sir? What did you say? Ultimate van. Let's see what this is.
I tried opening it. I actually can't.
You can't?
Either that or I don't have enough like letters. Oh, it's supposed to be a longer link. The whole link didn't come through.
I got it. Oh, okay. Shit, that's nice.
Can you reshare that Discord for me, Dan?
Yeah.
It's a van. He knew my weakness. He was like, I'm gonna send this one.
No, it's a nice van too. Like I actually like literally makes me think. Do you see it?
Oh yeah.
It reminds me of like Star Trek meets Star Wars. Like I love that, man. That's a great ass van.
Well, like I probably like I wouldn't want it to be themed personally, but like that exactly, right? Like that. See, they have those kinds of this is stupid of me to say, but they have those kinds of vans on GovPlanet, and I was looking at one of them, an old like U-Haul style vehicle. And I'm like, man, that would be so cool to have, and exactly like that, where you've got like your countertop and you put a little range stove in between the bottles and the sink, and then that like couch thing in the rear, definitely leave that. But that other side where he's got the big window right there, I would definitely put in like I would want my computer, right? Like I'd want my big freaking computer. Like this thing is packed to the gills with tech. Like the entire thing is just end-to-end technology and like screens everywhere.
It looks projector. Cool, man. Oh yeah, I actually have a projector and I need to sell that because I don't need it. Doesn't like it can hooked up to my PC, but I don't need it. I need to sell that. Mm-hmm. It's a really nice one too.
Well, and Aaron Smith just put in there in the '80s they would use an old school bus. And I've definitely been thinking of those too, like a nice long school bus. They give you tons of room. There's a lot of them being decommissioned at this point. Then you strip it down, like clean it up quite a bit, power wash the interior, exterior, remove that paint.
There's a military vehicle? No, there's a military vehicle that's for sale around here, and there's actually a tank that's also on sale in Texas. Mm-hmm. And they offer free shipping, which I was kind of shocked about. And like, look at this Humvee. It's which one is this? It's $5,000. This one's $3,000, but it doesn't have a turret mount on top. And the one with the turret mount is an Afghan Humvee, but it's spray painted green. And I'm just like looking at this. There's another one, like a truck. A truck is $1,200, and it's a cargo truck. Like, holy shit.
Yeah,
there's a BTR.
And the drivetrain's probably absolutely shot. That's kind of the thing, probably. Is like they'll sell them for cheap, but obviously it's just for either parts, scrap metal, or if you just want the clout to like try and repair it. But like, oh, man, I would love to try and do one of those. But I know the amount of time, effort, and like I don't have the space to even like borrow a garage for even half a year to try and like rebuild some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. I know Adam would love to do this with you though. And I would too. Like, it would be cool. Like, the only thing I could do, like, that I know that I would be confident in is welding and most likely woodworking. But that's about it.
Yep, I'll handle the wiring and the procurement. Definitely sounds like a plan to me.
I know my dad actually, we have a whole bunch of logs, like actual logs that are perfect for like making floorings, bed frames, all that. But we're doing nothing with them, and I don't know why. I'd get myself a tank just to sit in it and pout when I'm upset, right? I mean, I'd do that. I would definitely do that. What did Aaron Smith say? They deliver it in a dual rotary helicopter. That'd be kind of cool, like NAM. I would like my tank delivered in style, baby. And I added the baby there.
Of course you did.
Come on. It would be cool.
But yeah, that's one of the things is like that keeps rolling through my head is I would love to get one of those just to be able to like continuously travel.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm also like, well, I'm probably going to be settling down for a job here for a couple years at least before too long.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bounce around too much. But yeah, that'd be like, I just love the idea. Like, okay, so here's the which movie was it that just came out with? a bunch of people probably watched it, but it was a big flop. And then I went and read all the books. What was it called? It was the big track vehicle that they came out with in like 2018, 2017. What was that called?
Not sure.
Actually, no, I know where it is. I've got
Tread. Is it Tread on Netflix?
No, it's I have the books. It's under Audible. Yes. Okay. Mortal Engines. That was the book that
came
out. They converted it from a book to a movie. And when they messed up it so badly when they moved it from book to movie, I went and read the original book, all the rest of the subsequent material, and it's so good. The world is awesome. But I love that idea of putting your life on wheels. Like, I don't know why. Exactly, Aaron Smith. I was like, Mortal Engines was just this super cool concept on screen. It was cool looking. But when you go and read that source material, it's way deeper than that movie ever gave it credit for. There's so much more going on.
I remember watching it, and I will admit, like, it was really cool how people were living, and some people lived under the ground, and like I was like, oh, that's really cool too. But the idea of like what you're saying, the idea of having like a farm or just like an entire civilization and like progress and like engine workers working on the engines, it was so dynamic and so cool. And one of the things that I really liked about it was that you could see the individual lives of different people and how they work. But I think in the movie, they kind of played with the idea of like these characters are important. The small time workers aren't, you know, And I didn't like that, because if you want a cohesive vehicle, or sorry, if you want a cohesive structure that would work to benefit each other, mm-hmm. everyone's important. And like, you would definitely know certain engine workers were like better than others. You would know, like, if there was guards, they wouldn't get paid as much as the engine workers or the drivers or the technicians or the comm unit people. And I really wanted them to go in depth with that, and they didn't, but that's okay.
Yep. And that's where the book kind of really picked up the slack and like really discussed some of those intricacies, and then wove it into a grandeur adventure. And I know you can't fit everything on screen, but there are certain cinematic choices that you make on how you focus and like shoot your scenes, right? Like, mm-hmm. I've done a little bit of that now with YouTube, and it's like your background, your midground, and your foreground all can work together to weave the story so that both actively and passively your viewers can pick up on the nuances of the world. That's a thing you do. So mm-hmm. yeah.
By the way, Henrik, I just checked it. That is a beautiful ship. Do you mind if I show Tony by any chance? Henrik showed me a ship that he wants to travel in space with, if spaceships were a thing right now. An entire dynamic moving city. Oh, so cool. Howl's Moving Castle is actually a beautifully animated, beautifully animated and like just interesting idea for just movement and like traveling, because I think it's so cool that not even just four legs, but it was a moving castle, and like you could literally go anywhere. You could go on top of a mountain, you could go to a lake, you could go to a city. Just the idea of moving your home.
So also, yeah, this original book. Like the frigate that was in No Man's Sky that we were fighting.
it kind of did.
Space creatures or space peacekeepers and things.
Mm-hmm. I'm so pissed that I died that one time.
Dude, you lost so much.
I did. I lost basically everything. I didn't lose my money, though, surprisingly.
No, you didn't lose money in that one. Anything that was like attached to you, right? The game was actually super interesting because it like ties certain things to each like person. So if your body died, you'd lose mm-hmm. your backpack. You spy your ship. Ship stuff is fine. You lose your ship. Your character's overall like nanites and like the currency would all be fine. So mm-hmm.
Henrik here loves that game, No Man's Sky, don't you? He plays it on PS4 though, sadly.
Yeah, and it doesn't have cross-platform. Mm-hmm. Does it?
No, which really sucks, because that would make the game so much more fun. Mm-hmm. I think it would just be cool to play with people from all different platforms. Mm-hmm. Haven't played in a while. They just had an update, didn't they? I'm pretty sure they just had an update.
Some was coming out recently for it. I thought.
I'm pretty sure they did. So I know yesterday we talked about Cyberpunk 2077, and Henrik, we've talked in the past about how much we love it, but are you guys excited or are you nervous? Like, because I'm a little bit of both, but I'm going to say I'm a little bit more nervous because I'm hoping they don't mess it up.
Oh, I really hope they don't mess it up. That would be unfortunate to the absolute extreme if they did. Mm-hmm.
If they did, oh man, there would be so many angry fans. I don't think they will, though. They're a good company. They're a good company. I just worry, you know? Mm-hmm. Halo is now not going to be launched, and it's going to be waiting for another year to 2 years, and I'm just like,
super sucks.
I played Elite Dangerous. Speaking of tragic PS4 games, Elite Dangerous. I don't know what that is.
Elite Dangerous, that's the, it's like EVE Online, but it's obviously Elite Dangerous. It's its own thing.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know what that is. It seems a bit
too much. I'm a huge into the space stick games, you know that.
Oh, so, yeah, I know that.
Absolutely love them.
I think you love space games more than anyone else I know, and that's not a bad thing. That's actually really cool.
I think they're cool.
a story time for my taste, but I don't know what much about it. Only trailers. Oh, fair enough, fair enough. Elite Dangerous is impossible to control on PS4. Yeah, that's probably. Yeah. Literal universe to explore. Oh, that's cool.
Both its positive and its drawback, unfortunately. Oh.
Is it just like it's a set universe?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's how they did it.
But like it's kind of empty.
So, a little heads up to an old game being remade. So you all know what the CryEngine is, maybe Crytek Engine. One of the games that is supposedly coming out real soon, and it's literally just a remake. And let me go to my list real quick because I know I have it saved for when it comes out. But I'm really excited for it because I've only ever watched the original game as a Let's Play, but I played the second and third game. Not as good, but it's still cool. But it's Crysis. The original Crysis, they're trying to remake it, restructure it, make it look prettier, run better, that sort of stuff. And I think that's where we are with video games now. Like, we're remaking really good video games. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever played that game, Tony, but it's technically one of the hallmarks to first-person shooters with superhero attributes.
I'm sorry, I forgot. I missed. What game was it?
Crysis?
I've never played it.
All right.
But I've heard it's so good.
Yeah, it's very physics-based. Like, it's so weirdly put together, but it makes sense. Like, there's aliens, there's battle with communists, there's rebels, there's, I don't know, there's a lot of things in that game. And it's so uniquely put together, but it works. It's one of those games that just works. Elite Dangerous has the Milky Way galaxy to explore. Not the whole universe. If it did, it'd have to be 2 trillion times bigger.
Turok. Definitely got him there.
Yeah, Turok for the 64 is my fave. That's how old I am. Oh, fair enough. Do I know Turkov? Turok? Turok. Oh, wait, I do know what Turok is. I actually watched a reference video for that, and it was a review of the game. But, Tony, is there anything you want to bring up or talk about before we end the podcast? Because we're going to probably be ending in 4 minutes, something around there.
Okay. I don't know. Like, just everybody, I want you to have a good week. But that's going off topic. That's like the ending statement. We're not quite there yet. I don't know. Let's see. Do you have any... I know right now you're kind of searching for some jobs and you're searching for some things, but like, would you mind reminding me what your 10-year plan is, Dan?
So basically right now is I'm hoping to work at Mayo Clinic and I want to help people. And I really want to work in a field that makes me feel accomplished and allows me to kind of be versatile. But that's like job plan. Mm-hmm. In reality, I do know that my life goal is to live life as long as possible and have fun. And throughout these next 10 years, I want to live my life and feel accomplished, feel like I'm doing something and I'm working towards a goal, which for right now is the goal is living my life, getting a job, working to get enough money to build my own PC that I find that will last me like a really long time. Have a small presence on the internet where it's just fun and I can make people's day. I don't know if it'll make them laugh or have like a, I don't know, like a, I was going to say an existential crisis, but no, not a crisis. The opposite of a crisis. Bring it on. I do want to travel more though. And I want to travel the world. And because of COVID, a lot of things have changed, but that's kind of my plan right now. Live life, love, try and do whatever I can with the world that I'm in. And yeah, that's my 10-year plan. What's yours, actually? Because yours is more structured than mine.
Well, at 10 years, I'll probably be out of the army. I want to be going back at that point, probably for existential dread. I want to go back for my master's at that point, center it in something aerospace. That's
Nice.
career goals wise, so that it lines up with my like ultimate goal of working on some kind of mission that supports human habitation, human long-term human habitation in space. That's what I want my engineering degree to work towards. That's what I want to put myself towards. In terms of my personal life, I'm really just looking at, like, I want a stable situation, right? I want something that would like, everybody's looking for
Keep you
good. Everybody's
grounded.
hunting the good. Everybody wants to do life happily, right? If you're not looking for happiness, I don't really know what you're looking for, because I don't know, man. I want a balance of more good days than bad days. And everybody says you have to have bad days to know what the good days look like. Well, I've had a few bad days already. I'd prefer to keep looking at good ones in the future.
Yeah, no, I get that.
I'll definitely be weird. It's kind of a requirement when you are in the aerospace line of business to have some weirdness to you. Like, who the hell wants to go out into the cold, dark blackness to pick out pinpricks of light a billion miles away to try and like eke out some kind of life there? But
Also, Tony, just so you know, you're being related to Elon Musk.
I
Or,
see that. Yep.
I mean, Henrik, you're not wrong. He's a lot like Elon in a way. You're
Yeah, just gonna
very
go grab
like
personal
forward
fortune.
and go to get things.
Yep, I don't know. Just keep adding him on Twitter or something. Try and get me in contact. That's my thing.
Gary added me. Added Elon for me because I was trying to message him that one time, which was really cool. And Gary Witta, by the way, he's a famous director for Rogue One. He was the director for Rogue One. That's really cool, dude. Really cool. Anyways, yeah, but I think we're going to be ending it. And also, Henrik, that's really funny. And I think he did change his son's name, didn't he? Elon?
Don't know. Did he?
I thought he did. Because it was like XAEA 12 or something like that.
I mean, it's Kyle, but
Oh.
well, because the X is Kai, AE is the
Wow. Is it?
yeah, no, that's how it's pronounced. It's Kyle, because an A12 is the Angel something or other ship. Or it's like it's favorite plane, but its like acronym is like an L or something, or like an L something or other. So it's like Kyle. But yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun.
Interesting. Yeah.
Everybody take care of themselves. Have a good week. I want to hear back about all the fun things people go off and do. So make sure you bring your stories back to tell us. Keep good notes, and we want to hear all about it.
Yeah. May you all have a wonderful week. Be safe. Don't do anything too crazy, but do have fun and know that you're all awesome. See you all later. Bye.
Bye.